Code change. The black bus driver said my lack of change would keep me in the winter cold a few more minutes. "You'll have to get down, sir," she said, my shivering foot on the doorstep as the cold bore down into the hollow of my African bones. "Please," I protested, $20 outstretched in a real supplication that feared the worst from a sky that carried the frown of an angry masquerade. With the silence of our company, a busload of safe passengers of many colors, bored by this tenuous exchange, eager for life in a warm city bus, away from the freezing air of a storm, now intruding with the strange accents of the wheedling passenger. I pressed my luck a little more, with a limp and a sigh, grocery bags slung around my arms like excess limbs. The blizzard gathered behind me, noisily in the coming dark, but the driver maintained her stare, as if nothing I said changed the condition of a programmed response. I thought she hated me. My plea to stay in until the next stop where I might find change also failed to work a magic it would have somewhere else, in Lagos, or with a human at the wheel. "No change, sir," repeated in a monotone, ready to leave. "You'll have to get down," revving the bus for speed. She rattled the controls of the creaky doors, ready to snap my frame in two, half into warmth and half into the cold world, already scampering to safety. "Now, sir," for emphasis.